On Chag HaPesach,
we are constantly reminded of the particular tzivui, the commandment, with regards to V'higareta lebincha bayom mahu lemor, the chiyuv, the obligation that a person has to tell over the story of Mitziat Mitzrayim, our redemption from Egypt. But what's interesting is, and perhaps it's almost not by chance, but perhaps it's planned, that the Torah emphasizes the importance of not only telling over and transmitting a story or a history to our children, but equally important is for us to be able to listen, not only to talk, not only to transmit, but to listen to our children as well. Particularly in the generation that we live in, it's a sophisticated technology, the various modes of communication that exist in our world, it's extremely important that not only we communicate, but that we be communicative, that we be willing to listen, to understand, and hopefully to comprehend with patience what our children have to tell us as well. And this is clearly a very prevalent message that exists in this week's Parsha, or Parshiot, of Tazria Mitzora. The Torah says at the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, Adam ki yiye be'or bisaro, se'et o sapachat o baheret, v'haya be'or bisaro lenegat sarat, v'huva el Aaron HaKohen, o el echad mibanav HaKohanim. A person who might have a particular skin inflammation, affliction, and he has to be evaluated whether or not this is indeed sarat, leprosy. The Torah clearly says that he is brought to Aaron HaKohen or to one of his children. Ve'ra'a HaKohen et ha'nega be'or ha'basar, and he checks it out. Umare ha'nega amok mo'or b'saro, he sees whether or not it's white, whether it's deep, whether it's black, its distinct nature. Then the Torah says at the end of Pasuk Gimel, Ve'ra'ahu HaKohen v'timeyoto, the Kohen sees it. Apparently, Ve'ra'ahu HaKohen, al pi pashtut, the simple understanding, is that the Kohen sees it. V'im baheret levana, and then he checks it out after another 7 days to see what its nature is at this point. If indeed it is not spread, if indeed it did not turn a different color, v'yizkir HaKohen et ha'nega shivat yamim, once again, he closes this person off for further evaluation after a period of 7 days. But he does not yet declare whether or not, or whether this particular affliction is tzarat, because it requires further evaluation. The Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha Medvinsk, offers a tremendous insight with regards to those words, Vera'ahu HaKohen. The Kohen looks, he assesses this affliction. Says the Meshech Chochma as follows, listen carefully. Hu sheyir'eh HaKohen al ha'ish im ra'ui letumoto. Says the Meshech Chochma, Vera'ahu HaKohen is not only referring to the skin disease, but it's referring to the man standing in front of the Kohen with the skin disease. The Kohen evaluates not only the affliction, but he actually evaluates the person himself. Should this person, at this particular juncture in his life, the Kohen has to understand, he has to inquire, what is the nature of this person? What is going through his life at this particular time? Is this person ra'ui l'tumoto? Should we declare that he is now tome and that he is afflicted with tzarat, with leprosy? Says the Meshech Chochma, im chatan, Notnim lo kol shivat yemei amishteh. If the person standing in front of the Kohen is a chatan, is a groom who had just gotten married, who's at the sea of his happiness, who's exalted, who is rejoicing with his kala, with his new bride, then perhaps we should leave him another 7 days to enjoy the 7 days of mishteh, of rejoicement. V'chein baregel, if it's the time of year of the shalosh regalim, the holidays of the Jewish people, nonim lo kol yemot haregel shelo le'arvev simchato. Listen carefully what he says, Rabotai. We give him the days of the holiday to enjoy with his family, so that we should not, God forbid, infringe or somehow decrease the level of happiness that a person is supposed to enjoy during this time. Says the Meshech Chochma, Uderacheha Darchei Noam. The way of the Torah is the way of shalom, of peace, shalom bayit. The way of the Torah is a comfortable, soft, accommodating way. The Torah does not look to be harsh on people around it. V'lachein v'ra'au. That's why the Kohen is instructed to look. Echu be'echuto. The Kohen investigates the nature of the person. What is his quality? What is his standing at this particular juncture? Im hu ra'ui lifi azman letumato. Is he worthy now? Should he be subjugated to becoming tamei, impure at this time? It's a tremendous insight that the Meshech Chochma offers. Because the Meshech Chochma says that the Kohen or the Torah wants to demand from the Kohen to sensitize himself to the people that he is examining. Imagine, Rabotai, appreciate, says the Torah, how embarrassing, how uncomfortable it must be for someone to stand in front of the Kohen, to take off his clothing, to reveal his body, and to ask the Kohen to examine an affliction that he has. The Torah says the Kohen has to be sensitive to the position that that person is in. And therefore, even though the Kohen is empowered with the ability to declare Tomei or Tohor, he has to do so with the utmost sensitivity towards the feelings of the people that he is assessing. Interestingly enough, in Pasuk Hei, Perek Yud Gimel, the Torah says, V'ra'ahu ha-Kohen b'yom ha-Shvi'i. On the seventh day after he closed this fellow off for further evaluation at the end of the 7 days, V'hine ha-nega amad b'inav lo pasa ha-nega ba'or. V'hine ha-nega amad b'inav. And this affliction is still hanging around in front of his eyes. Says the Ramban Nachmanides, a tremendous insight, similar to the Meshech Chochma, but obviously a very important addition. The Ramban quotes the Torah Kohanim, Shaninu, Ein li ela be'inei atzmo. Shaninu, we learned that what does it mean, be'inav, in the eyes of the Kohanim, in the eyes of the Kohen Gadol, in the eyes of Aaron HaKohen, it's not just his eyes, but no, Be'enei Talmido Minayin. How do we know that it comes to include the examination of his students as well? That it is not an exclusive examination for the Kohen to do, but rather he invites his students to also partake in the examination. Talmud Lomar Ve'im Be'enav Amad Hanega. Im Kein Perush Ve'im be'enei ha-kohen ha-nizkar amad ha-nega. If in the eyes of the Kohen who originally examined this individual, the nega stands, the affliction stands,
כלומר שעמד על עמדו לא שינת מקומו לא פסל למראה עיני הכהן.
Meaning the affliction stands, it did not spread, the Kohen therefore cannot declare that it is leprosy.
Says the Ra'avad on this Torat Kohanim as follows. The Ra'avad says, Hecha delo tzamach bo shachor, v'hakohen mesupak bepishyono.
In a situation, says the Ra'avad, where the Kohen is not sure, after the 7 days that the person is closed away, after those 7 days he examines and he's still not sure whether or not it has spread.
B'sof shavu arishon, v'ra'aru b'no v'talmido imo t'chila.
Listen carefully. But the Kohen's son or the Kohen's student saw the affliction originally from the onset when this fellow came in front of the Kohanim.
V'heim omrim,
his student or his child, his son, say to the Kohen Gadol,
Shelo pasa,
we believe that it is not spread.
Ela shebein amad beinav yaskir.
They, his students, his children say, we believe that there is nothing to worry about. We do not believe, based on our assessment, that it is tzaraat, that is leprosy.
Says the Ra'avad, the Kohen Gadol, the senior Kohen, must listen. He must succumb to their halachic decision.
V'lo yachush lesveiko lahamido b'safek muchlat lechumrotav. And he should not take heed to the doubts that he himself might have, in which he would lean towards the chumrah, to be more stringent, that he might decide, well, I'm not sure, and therefore let's say that it really is tzaraat, leprosy. Says the Ramban and the Ra'avad, based on this Torah Kohanim, absolutely not. The Kohen Gadol, although he may be inclined not to heed the advice, not to listen to his juniors, i.e. his child or his students, says the Ramban and Ra'avad, halachically he must listen to them. He should not go l'chumra, but he has to be sensitive to his children and his students' advice. This is a tremendous insight, Rabotai, in what the Ramban and the Ra'avad are suggesting. Here is the Kohen Gadol, the holiest, the highest, the Rosh Yeshiva, if you may, of Klal Yisrael, the greatest example of spirituality amongst mankind for the Jewish people. And yet the Torah says he must succumb to the opinion of his juniors. There may very well be a tendency for a Kohen Gadol to go on an ego trip. All right, here the Torah tells a person that he must go in front of the Kohen Gadol. It empowers the Kohen Gadol with the decision for the sake of the future of the purity of this Jew, this individual standing in front of him with this affliction. Naturally, the Kohen Gadol might very well become inflated and think that he is indeed spiritually tremendously able on the level whereby he can declare pure or impure. Says the Torah, be careful. Deflate that ego. There are other opinions to consider. There are other people that you have to listen to. There are others who may be your junior, but who nonetheless, they too have a substantial understanding and appreciation of circumstances, and therefore listen to them as well. What I believe this represents, the Ramban and Ra'avad, is precisely the point with which we began. Yes, it is important that a Kohen Gadol, that a parent, that a teacher teach, instruct, and direct their students and their children. But equally important within that partnership and that relationship that has to exist is that the Kohen Gadol, the teacher, the parent, the mentor, has to also be willing to listen and to accept at times from his children and his students as well.
I believe I've told this story in the past, but I also believe that it is well worth repeating. One of my daughters, my second daughter, who is now Kenahara, 16 years old, she once left a note on my pillow for me before I went to sleep. And the note said, "Abba, I'm embarrassed to talk to you about this directly, and therefore I'm writing you this in a note, because I'm afraid if I tell you this directly, you're going to get angry at me." And she writes on the note, "There are times when I wonder whether or not God really exists. And at those times when I wonder whether he exists, I then question whether or not I am indeed a religious person." I left her a note on her knapsack that she would take in the morning saying, "My dear, when you come home, I'm happy to discuss this with you, b'simcha rabba." When she came home, I explained to her, I said, "You have to understand something. Anyone who is not religious would not spend their time sitting around wondering whether or not indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Kiviyachol, exists. The very fact that you sit around wondering whether he exists means that indeed you are a deeply religious person." What I want to demonstrate from this story is the very fact that I want you to appreciate, I myself am very far from being a perfect parent. But I do understand, although I don't always do it successfully, I understand very well that particularly in our generation, I know that the most crucial ingredient that has to exist between a parent and a child and a teacher and a student is what we call du-siach, the ability to communicate. The moment the barriers of communication are broken down, that is the moment, God forbid, when we are in danger of losing our students and our children. Communication means not only that we teach, not only that we instruct, not only that we expect or direct, but it means that we are willing to listen, to understand, to appreciate where that child or student stands, and that they too can ultimately make a halachic decision by saying they believe that this person is not afflicted with tzaraat. They believe this person is very much tahor and not tameh. Yes, we have to be involved in the mitzvah of v'higaneta lebincha b'yom ahu le'mor, to transmit information to our children. But at the same time, these week's parshiot remind us that we also have to be transparent. And if we preserve the very essence of this communication, which really is representative of the basis and foundation of taharat mishpacha, the purity of family, then Emirtz Hashem will be zoche to move forward and to preserve as one Taharat Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.